Perek Hey Mishnah Yud. Chitchoy Chulia Tzunasan Chol Bin Chulia L'Chulia. New Mishnah. Yeah, and and the oven was it was cut into chulios into pieces, and you put sand ben chulio lechulio. Rabbi Elazar mitar v'acham mitam. Now, what's the case? Let's see. Mishnah Yud chitoy chulios. You cut it into chulios. Okay. Shechit choy latana berachboy lechulios. Along its width into pieces. V'hiniach chulio al gabi chulio. So what is Allah Eliezer mitaher v'chal mitamim zehu tanur shel ach noi? This is a famous story. The tanur shel ach nai. Which masechta is this in? I don't remember which masechta. The tanur shel ach nai. This would have been mayor. They didn't want. They put him in cherim. Let's see.
Did they bring it down here anywhere on the side?
Then we'll see. We'll probably see it somewhere on the side where the story comes from. Let's see over here. The Rabbi Elazar mitaher.
Here it is.
That's the story.
Adias pei zayin Yerushalayim Rishalmi Reish.
I'm not sure. Probably one of those masechtas. There's a very famous story with the Tanushalachnai. Let's see. Rabbi Elazar mitaher. They came in since the Yesh Chol Bichol Ben Asadakim.
Saying the Baturna.
Yeah, the Rav. Yeah, the Rav. Yeah. So let's come look at the Yeshu. V'tochas so betid v'tochas v'aslo tfei lo kedech shoysim l'tadurim. Rabbi Elazar mitaher. They came in since the Yesh Chol Ben Asadakim. Since there is sand between the broken piece, we consider it to be broken. V'acham mitaharin. They consider the tefila, the insulation on the outside, to be considered one thing. It's okay. Excuse me. Okay. So zeh tanu shelachnai lekach nikva tanu shelachnai shekifu heluchos ka'achia. An achia is a snake. And they brought rice. He surrounded it like he surrounded this oven with multiple halachos. He presented multiple arguments why this tanner should be tamei. Shekifu the halachos kach nedzu umetamu. They umetamu achnoi. What's nachnoi? Nachosh. Shterch lasoyz kagulo lachnes znova lesuch piv. Derech of the snake is to go in a circle and to put its tail in its mouth. Kach ikifu b'tshuva v'rayos. Rabbi Eliezer v'chamim zezeh al tana zesotu. Each one surrounded with answers and proofs. Rabbi Eliezer and v'chamim zalzeh al tana zeh olum sefer the em ibn nevi kush hayu Rabbi Eliezer yachid kirik neged rabim nifzuka halam k'rabim deloik Rabbi Eliezer v'heviu kol tohoro shatir Rabbi Eliezer, and they brought all the food items to Rabbi Eliezer that killed tami from the sabin v'sarfum ba'esh, and they burnt it in fire. The nimnu, and they took a vote. Uberchu, and they put Rabbi Eliezer in cherem. He was banned. Let's see if Mamir Shahoya Machsik b'machloikas k'neged Rabbim. So the story there was: we have the oven. The oven is machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the chamim. Rabbi Eliezer passing the oven is tohar. The chum passing the other oven is tamei. And Rabbi Eliezer did not take, was not happy with the rayos of the chachamim. So they had a major fight to the point where Rabbi Eliezer did not want to give in to the chachamim, and they put him in shamta. It looks like today in the Har Habayis. The Har Habayis, all the Gedolei Yisrael, they say it's aser to go there, and they are yechidim. They don't care. They go. They hold it smutter. There's a very ugly machlokes going on right now with this click was shot. It's in the news right now. We're the chief rabbi, Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah.
He paskin. It's usher to go. And another tzionistic rabbi said, I don't need his hechsher. I can go. Another big rabbi said, I don't need his hechsher. Major machlokes, major chil Hashem going on about going to the harbais. Okay, so they have a big machlokes, and that machlokes.
All the chief rabbis say no, and these guys are going.
Well, there are bottom that are going. There are people that are going. There are people that go. Okay, and people that go, and each one, and what makes it unique is each one has murdered the rice. I mean, this ma'aser on Tanush Shalachnai, Rebbe Lez didn't just say, "Oh, I think it's mutter," and he brought the whole Shulchan Aruch to support his opinion that it's mutter.
You have a cold, huh?
No, I mean, it's okay. Baruch Hashem, a little bit. I don't have heat in my room.
Even though you have heat, but not in your room.
No, my room, the heat is very schwach.
No wonder why you come here so cold.
Okay. Let's take a look over here. So that's machlokes. But let's see what the picture is. Look at the picture. The picture is chitchul chulus chulus. Here's the picture. Tochas atana betit mivuchutz vaasalot tefila. They put in choil. I don't really see what the picture is. Tanush lachnai chulius v'chol. There is sand between chulius l'chulius mitzubetim mivuchutz. Okay, so it's hard. The picture is really—it's very surprising. It's such a basic oven. It doesn't really show a very clear picture.
Yeah.
But the basic idea is, underneath this oven are little pieces, like I guess like this, one, two, like this. It's cut into pieces. Okay, one, two, three. In between each piece, there's sand, and on top of the sand, there is tefela. So it says over here, Tanu also chulios sections, one section, two section, three section, four section. The choil, there is sand, bein chulio l'chulio, there is sand between each individual section. Umetzupa betit b'chutz, and it's smeared with tit on the outside. So this is called a Tanu shel achnai. Why is it called a Tanu shel achnai? Because each one had a reason why it should be tamei or tar. There was machlekes the tamei or tar, and each one brought proofs to his reasoning. Each one brought rayos to his reasoning if it should be tamei or tar, and that's like a snake coils around an object and puts its tail in its mouth. That's there. So each one surrounded this oven with multiple sources in halacha to prove their point if it should be tamei or tar. Okay, that's the whole thing. That's all he has to say. Chitchoy chulios, if you cut into pieces, benosan l'chol ben chulio l'chulio, if you lose the metaher, b'cham metamim, zehu tan shel achnai, or chakin, the Rishalmi says chakinoi, period, new halacha, next halacha. Yoyois ho ar vin.
Let me just say it inside because I'm not sure I understand it. Chitchoy chulios, you made sections, right, in the oven, right?
Yeah.
Benas and chol ben chulia chulia, and you put sand in between each section. Rebbe Lezer Mataya, Rebbe Lezer Mataya, Chacham is Matamim.
No. This case, this exact case, where you have sections and you have sand in between. Right. So the zeh, this stuff in the past, the going back above.
This type of an oven.
Yeah. This is the Tanush. This is the famous Tanush Shalachnai.
Yeah. Now, what is he so? You're still telling me what he's so famous about?
No. There was a famous machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chama.
This was a heated
debate. If it's the Tami or Tar. They got to the point Rabbi Eliezer maintained his position,
they put
Rabbi Eliezer in Shamt and Chayim. They put him in Chayim because, and not only put him in Chayim, Rabbi Eliezer, people came to ask him Shal. So what they said that they have food. The food was in the oven. Made contact with the oven. Is it Tamei or is it Tahar? Rabbi Eliezer said it's Tahar. So the Chamin, they went. They found all those people who said who he told them was Tahar. They went into their kitchen. They took all their food and they brought it to the front door of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, "Oh, Rabbi Eliezer, you passing that the food is Tahar? You know, you made a big mistake. It's really Tamei." And they were metamei lahachas in front of him to show him you're wrong.
Okay.
So in other words, it became a heated. We think we live in heated society today. This was the issue of the day. We fight about the Erev. We fight about Harbayis. We fight about what else? We fight about Hetzem Mechira, Shmita. What are the halachic issues we fight about today? What are the big halachic issues? What?
Texting.
It's not a halachic issue. What do we fight out? So this was with it, this is a very big issue. Okay, let's go weiter. Yoros ho arvim shuchayfer baretz. We have pots. Look over here. Look yoros. Lafas pots hina slim kin first. These are arav pots ho arvim leefas pots hina slim kin first. Okay, these are pots. Yoros ho arvim of the Arabs.
The Arabs.
Okay.
While we pass the pot condition, it looks like it's going to be needed here. The second also.
I'm called, giving you a cold.
I don't know if you're giving it to me.
Chas v'shalom. I don't want to give you a cold. You're being a simcha soon. I don't want you to be. You have to be at your best.
Okay.
You got to be at your max. Especially with silver, it's Josh's, Tasha's,
and Chi. Oh, you got all that stuff?
We're working on it very soon. We're still working.
Oh, no.
Yeres harvim, shuchay for barits, v'tach batit, and you smear with tit, im yachol atit lamu b'fnei atzma tamay, v'im lav tar. If the tit, okay, so you smear with tit, im yachol atit lamu b'fnei atzma tamay, v'im lav tar, zo tana shal ben dinoy. Ooh, this is a tana shal ben dinoy. Okay, back to the Rav says, shal ben dinoy. Rabbi Saperishu, Shame Adam Shayoy Setanim Halal, is a famous person. Was he Jewish or not? I don't know. Banishmatel Shame Shedonu Bo Dinim Harbe, there were many dinim. Here's the picture. Okay, here's the picture of Tit. We have a Yero, it seems like this is below ground. Tit Hamchape Estafna Satana, Vimhu Ovo, Kolkach, Shiocholama Bali Defanois, they can stand without Defanois. So I'm a little confused. What exactly is the case here? Where is the pit? It's in the ground? It's in the bar? There is tit. It's a pit. Where did it say there was a pit? It didn't say anywhere there was a pit. Okay, there's a pit in the ground. That's what he says. Where do you get that from?
In the Mishnah.
Okay. Fine.
The toch betit.
Okay, fine.
Something more specific. Make a bar.
Okay, fine. Tidam chavis abdefana sabar. Okay. The imhu of the kolkach. At she yochel amoid beli defanos. Ha'u ha'rez them bekabel tuma. Misha Yusak, if the thickness of the tit is so thick that you can mamish pull the whole thing out of the ground, it doesn't need the ground anymore, then it's Makabal Tumma. But if not, Harim Makabal Tumma Misha Yusak, but if not, if the tit that's sold in the walls is not so thick, it's Mukhabulakarka, it's not Makabal Tumma. So as you have a pit, and in the pit you smear cement. Sometimes the thickness of cement is so thick that if you really want, you can pull the whole thing up out of the ground.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Tit hamchapes tefanos abavim hu ova kol kach. It's so thick. Kedei sheyuchal lamoid b'li tefanos habar, that it can stand on its own without the walls of the earth supporting it. That's what it says. V'yim u'ova kol kach sheyuchal lamoid b'li tefanos habar harezem mekabel tuma. Then this oven is mekabel tuma. Mishayusak, from the moment that it is heated.
Okay, I don't really understand. But okay.
I understand
how you can pull out from a pit.
Because you're thinking that it's so big. Let's talk about. You make a little hole in the ground. You make a little hole in the ground, and then you take cement and you pour in cement, and you a thick layer of cement around in that hole. And now it dries. So you can go pull out the whole thing as a one big pot?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's what he's saying a shach to do. Okay, so then that's called Tana Shal Dinoy. Why Tana Shal Dinoy? Because either it's the name of a person or it's a lot of dinim which they spent. Let's look at the Ikum of Farshim here. It's probably very interesting. I don't know what it says because Tana Shal Achnai is a famous halach. Let's look at this over here. In Ikum of Farshim, it's only unique. It's unique because it must be here because this is such a famous oven. It must be interesting. Ayin Rav. Because there is a territorial Ein Latamoy, Harikama Vakama Machlaikas, Hoyu Benatulam Rishainim. There were many Machlaikas. Why all of a sudden over there is such a big issue? Why was it Tana Shachnai? Barei Beliez, the Godel Bedore Hoyov, Eichle Choshul Choloidoi. He was the Godel Hador, so why did they put him in Shechirim? Yeshom, Shekvar Kosar Ramban, the Rabbi Eliez, the Shiny, She Machsig Bemachlaikas, Vahoyo Beirai Neged Das Rabin. Rabbi Eliez was a Kanoi. and he paskened against all of the Chachamim, even though he was a very great person. But the Rabbim, did not pasken like him. The Torah Amra Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. Torah, you follow the majority, even though you're a very great person, but you're only one person. One person like the Rabbim's son. The cost of vote Shilu Hoyu Bezman Behabayis Hoyidin Kizokin Mamre. Ooh, look at that. Had he been living during time of the Beis Mishnah, he would have killed him. And then he didn't zok in mamre. Whoo! Ululid the mistapina nearly. And if I wasn't afraid, I would say, "Mishum shenase oisoi oisos sumovsim b'shemayim v'aretz kidvarav chashashu d'loy l'goroi kuli alma abasrei." In other words, the story in the Gemara, wherever the Gemara is, he said, "If I'm right, let the Shemayim, the sun, stop." Or let there be in a hurricane. Let there be. He went and he said all these things. Let the building collapse.
And they all happened.
And they all happened.
Oh.
So he says, "You're arguing with me. I'll prove to you I'm right. If I'm right, I demand that the Shemayim, the sun should stop, the moon should stop. This the supernatural thing should happen." And things happened. So they were. So and they were, it did happen. Everything did happen. So they said to him, "Too bad. Torah lava Shemayim he." Torah does not depend upon you and your being my bal meifes and your chokhma. The Torah depends on the psak of the rabbin. Lefi devaf defidu ramban yuchalay mash Rabbi Eliezer amar bedato kneged das rabbin kevin shemida leminyan shemida leminyan v'nas nasa biyavne shemida leminyan nasa biyavne v'loy belishkas hagazis v'mitachin shelo. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer persisted was because he felt that the rules of Achrei Rabbim Lahatos were no longer in effect, because the Beis Din was in Yavne and was not in the Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he has a right. Therefore, those rules are not in effect, and therefore he has a right to disagree. Okay, that's the love tar. Kevin Shinu Yocholam of Bnei Atzah Choshe Atidik Gemad. Let's see. Have we come out of the Karak Olam? Okay, good. Fine. Bye, bye. Okay, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tanu Shal Evan Shal Matechas. New Mishnah. A tanu made from stone and Matechas. Tar. This tar. V'tami Mishum Kli Matochas. Okay, what does that mean? Let's see over here. The Rav. The Rav says a tanu Shal Evan Shal Matechas tar. Shal Evan tar legamri. Mishal Matechas tar midin kli cheres. Okay, so think over here. We have two new types of oven. An oven made of stone is tahor legarmi. It's impossible for a stone oven to be mekabel tumah, no matter what. Okay, and there's no picture for this. It's just a double poshet. Now, if it's made of nettle, it is tahor. Now, nettle is tahor. What does it mean tahor? So the Rav says only tahor midin avir. We learned many times that if you suspend the sherets in the walls of an oven, if you suspend the sherets in the walls of an oven, what? It becomes tame. It becomes tame. But that's only true when it comes to a tana shel cheres. But a tana of metal mateches is tohor. Even though it's tohor midin avir, but if a sherets makes contact with the wall, then indeed it becomes tame. So the tame mishum kli mateches. The tame mishum kli mateches shem mikabel tumah migaboy from the outside v'nasa avatuma.
Tana shel evan shemishulcha mateches of evan of stone in mateches.
It's tar.
Metal is tar.
Now when we say tar, different types of tar. When it comes to stone, it's tar legamri. It's completely tar. There's no tumor whatsoever.
You could never make a tummy? You could put a sherets right on top of it?
In a tannin shel evan?
Yeah.
Yes. There's no tumor whatsoever.
And nothing. Also matechas, it says.
Oh, so it says here in the Rav, no, matechas, that's what the Mishnah goes on to say, matechas, when it says tohar, it's only tohar midin avir.
So how come evan is not, maybe, if you put them together, how do you know that evan is also not avir?
No, that's what the Rav says. Look at the Rav. The Rav says, ashel evan mishal matechas tohar.
Why did the Mishnah put it together?
Because that's evan. Shalevan, when it says in the Mishnah Shalevan, Tar Legamri, Vishal Mateches, Tar Midin Klicheres. What does that mean, Tar Midin Klicheres? She'enu Metame Me'aviroi. It's not Metame Me'aviroi. But the yeish like me'avira, and there's another difference. The second difference is that when it does become tameh, you can be metarin in the mikvah. A kli cheres has no tar b'mikvah. Right, a kli cheres has no tar b'mikvah. A kli mateches, a tarin shel mateches has tar b'mikvah. The yeish like tar b'mikvah. So when it says v'tameh. That if he touched the sheretz touched on the outer becomes tamei, he's a chumra. Benasa avatuma. This is the Rav. She taught. The Rav holds that nettle is like a cholol, a sword. Anything that's metal automatically becomes an avatuma. If a sheretz touches a metal, just like the sheretz is an avatuma, the metal utensil becomes an avatuma.
That's not
our avatuma.
Just like an argyrsim, how do you understand the Gemara?
The price that we're excluding. Yeah, we're talking about and it's tame because of Kli Mechteches.
Are we excluding them from what? From Bairi Atzin or something? Bairi Minim or something?
Is that what you learned, the Rav on that? On that title?
Yeah, we're talking about Mishum Kli Mechteches.
Yeah.
Shemekabel Toma Migabon. If a sheretz touches the oven on the outside.
Yeah.
If a sheretz touches the oven on the outside, the oven becomes tummy. Benasa, now what's the status of tumma? Benasa avatumma. A sheretz is what? What is a sheretz? Av. What is the oven? What is tumma? Generally, tumma goes down.
Right.
What's the exception to that rule? Metal. Metal is always the same. If an avatumma touches a metal item, then the metal is an avatumma, at least according to the Rav. The imu mechubal lekarka. Let's say the oven is permanently attached to the ground. You bolted the oven to the ground. You bolt them to the ground. Then it's not mitame. Why not? So a boiler is not mekabel tuma. A boiler is a tanner. It's not mekabel tuma. It's not going nowhere. Pipe's keeping it down on the ground. So it's not mekabel tuma.
You mean only a stove that's
movable? Yes. That's not mekabel karka. Chutz mitana uvikiraim shel cheres. The exception is a tanner and a kiraim of cheres. A tanner, an ikra made from pottery, the sib buhu tanner vikra mutats, eshiyesh benetitza. The only time that you don't see, like a lot of you said this over here, is that when it comes to a tanner that's made from cheres, even though it's mechubur lekarka, is mekabel tuma. A tanner shel cheres mechubur lekarka is mekabel tuma because it's shayach netitza. The only thing the Torah demands in order for it to be susceptible to him is that the only way it will become tar is to netitza, which means that it doesn't make a difference if it originally was shattering. The way you make it tar indicates how it becomes tame. If to make it tar means you have to just break it, you have to shatter it into pieces, that means that until you shatter it, it's mekabel tuma. So, if you have an oven that's mechubur lekarka, that's attached to the ground, can you fulfill netitza? Can you fulfill the shattering it? Of course you can. So that means that until you do the netitza, it's possible for it to be tamei. But it's attached to the ground, enochanami, even though it's attached to the ground. When it comes to chutz, the kol mechubur lekarka, yikur karka, v'chutz mitan v'ikraim shel cheres, t'chsibu utan shel ikraim yutatz, sheyesh bo netitza. Okay, right, the next part of the mission. Nikav, Nifkav, Nistak. Okay, these are three different types of holes.
Yeah.
What's a Nikav? So it shows you pictures. Nikav, Nifkav, Nistak, Oslo, it's Fela, Musav, Sholtit, Tane. Now, what's here is Nifkav, and here is, here are the two different pictures. Nikav, Taner, Mitechesh, Shenikav. There's a hole. See, there's a hole. That's Nikav. The fire is escaping. Nifgam. There's a nick on top. Shnifgam b'slasay. Tana metecha shenistak. It's a crack down the side. So it says, if nikav, nifgam, nistak, also it's feila, if you take cement and you smear on the outside, a musaf sheltit, or an addition of cement, here's a musaf sheltit, a rim. A rim around the oven. That's called a musaf sheltit.
Okay.
Okay, so the halach is Tomei. Let's see the Rav.
What's
Tomei? The oven is Tomei once again. Let's see the Rav. Nikav Nivkav in Nistak. We also Tibul Shal Sid. You made a Tibul Shal Sid. Ah, Tibul means lime. Listaim Haneka. Every time it says Tibul, Tibul means lime. It doesn't mean cement. You see, all these new you say this. It means lime. Tibul means of an insulation. Insulation of what?
You
of lime. Sid. Sid, you know what sid is?
Sid.
It's some type of chemical. It's not cement. Shall sid list of anekev ha pagamba asedek, or you shall also al piv to sefe shall tit, tame. You made on top.
People shall sid as well.
Not people.
For us, the
people. The tefil means you smear the hole with some type of material that seals the hole, or the pegima, or the sedek.
Nikav nifgam nistak.
Nikav, if it got a hole.
Yeah.
Nifgam,
yeah.
If there's a nick on the top.
Okay.
Nistak, if there's a crack.
Oh, okay.
How am I going to repair the
all
three?
These, one, two, and three.
You can do it one of two ways. You either can take some lime and put it in the hole. Or, that's or. You did this. Here, tfeil is this.
Right.
You made a tfeil on top.
Oh, crown-like.
A musaf shaltit. No, aslo tfeil. Tfeil means this. You stick lime, and you stick in the lime.
As you said, yeah. That's people shall sit. This time I neck.
Okay. Or, what else did you do? Aslo a musaf shaltit. What's musaf shaltit? Ring around the collar. Okay, you put a ring over there. So what is the law? The law is Tomei. Let's take a look at the Rav. Then the oven is once again susceptible to Tumah. It's been repaired. Let's look at the Rav. Nikav nifkav in istak. Also, tibul shal sidus lusim zanekav v'gam v'sedek. Oish asav al piv tesef v'shaltit. You made on the top a ring of tesef v'shaltit. Tomei kedin tana shal cheres. It now becomes a tana shal cheres.
It doesn't say shal tana shal cheres.
No?
No. Okay. Oish asav al piv tesef v'shaltit. Hatuma kisha, kisha. Oh, I'm reading the wrong place. Atisefes alte tame kedin tana shacharis. You said,
yeah.
Okay.
Kedin tana shacharis. Now, vayitz kovayit in the Mishnah. Let's see. Kama yud benekev kedei sheyetzeh bo. Now, how, what size is the hole that it should be tar? Kama yud benekev kedei sheyetzeh or. When we said over here, they have a hole. The hole is going to be mitaher the oven. The fire has to leave. Kedei sheyetzeh or. Kama yud benekev kedei sheyetzeh bo or. The fire has to leave. Fine. Let's see. Rav. There is no Rav. V'chein b'kira. The Zel Bazach, you have a kira. Remember the kira? What is the kira? Just a frame. There's a hole. V'chein b'kira. Kira shal evin, v'shal matechas, to'a kira shal evin, matechas, es tohira. U'tmeh v'shal kli matechas. If it's stone, it's tar legarmi. If it's matechas, if it's metal, so then what's the halacha? Then it's tohar midin avir. Are you with me?
Listening.
If you have a kira shal mateches, there's no din tumah me'avir.
Okay.
Number two, if I can be tovel in the mikvah, right? Cheres, you can never tovel in the mikvah. Number three, it doesn't have. It's only going to be tamei if it's not mechubal lekarka. Because cheres is tamei, even if it's mechubal lekarka. But nateches only tahar if it's not mechubal. It's only tamei if it's not mechubal lekarka. V'chein the zel bezach when it comes to mateches v'chein the kira. Kira shel evin is v'shal mateches tayra. U'tumim v'shem kli mateches. Nikva, let's say you got a hole. Or nifkema, it's not showing you a picture, okay? Or niskid, or nistika was cracked. Same idea. Also, la pit putin tameya. So here, the only thing that's going to help you is to make a pit putin. Also, la pit putin to make some type of stand tameya. Mercha betit, if you smear it with tits, bein bebefnim bein bebechutz tohara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bebefnim tameya bebechutz tohara. Let's see the Rav. V'chein bekira, v'chein shir nekev shal kira kadesh yetzi yemenu ho'or, kashir nekev shal tanner. The hold in order for the kira to become tohara is the same thing when it comes to a tanner. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, right. V'asla pit betim hachol loitani v'asla tfeila. Here it doesn't say you can fill up the hole with lime. because it's not customary to make tfeila lekira shnikva oinifkema kemo shosin latanur ela kishenikva oinifkema hakira b'mokim moshava. When you get a hole, regilim b'mokim hanekev lasoys pit putin hein ragli hakira kemo tripod belas sheki yosheves aloysa pit putin. That's what you do to fix it. When you get a hole, you go and you make pitbitin. That's what it says. You have to long perish over here to see what it says. We'll explain this. And then it says, then let's say mercha betit. Let's say you smear with tit tahira. If you smear with tit, it's tahira. She'ein merechat shal tit moil ela betaner. Tit only helps by a tan, not by a kira. Because in the tana you bake the bread inside, the heat of the tit makes it better. You put pots in it, on top of the pot, and meila, it's not going to make a difference. However, says, it does help. Okay, let's see the pimish again one more time inside, and then we're going to go see maybe some pictures if we have some time. We don't really have time. Okay, we'll have to do tomorrow. Let's take a look over the Mishnah Nechama. Okay, Chazara. Tana Shalevin. A tana that's made from stone. The Shel Mateches.
Correct.
Made from metal. So it says here, Tohar. The word Tohar is a complicated word.
Right.
When it's referring to Evan,
everything's Tohar.
Everything is not Shaykh Tom and Gansen. When it's referring to Mateches, it means it's Tohar in a limited sense. What is the limitation of it being Tohar by an oven of metal in contrast to Tana Shel Cheres? There's no Tumas Avir. What else? What else is the word Tohar according to the Rav? That it's possible to purify by putting immersing the oven in the mikvah. What else? Third tahara. It's only going to be tame if it's not mukhabul karaka. If a tana shel mateches is mukhabul karaka, it's tar lagamri, which is not true when it comes to cheres. Good, right. Good. As far as uzav mukhabul is tame. New halacha. Nikav. It has all the rules of a metal utensil. What are the rules of a metal utensil?
What do you mean? Mateches has all the rules of mateches?
No, an oven, but it's a tanu. Yeah. When you talk about mateches, you think about a knife.
Yeah.
You think about a pot.
You think about a hammer.
You don't
hammer.
Think... A metal hammer. The top of the hammer is metal. Okay, the top part of the hammer is the metal. When you think about metal, you think about tools. You think about small things. You don't think about a tanner. They didn't typically make ovens out of metal.
Okay.
So he's saying over here that when a tanner is made from metal,
good,
then you have all these things. The tamei mishum kli matachas. Nikav, let's say your tanner has a little hole.
Tamei mishum kli matachas. What does that mean?
The oven is tamei mishum kli metal. Macham.
Okay.
Starting it. Tanner shell oven.
V'shel
matachas. Here's the tanner. The tanner can be made from stone or can be made from metal. The tanner is tar. When it's oven, it's tar.
Lagamri.
When this oven is made from metal, so it says tahar.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean tahar lagamri. It means that if a sheretz is suspended in the inside, it's tahar. And it means that if it's that's all. And it means that if this thing becomes tamei, if it does become tamei, you can be toivel in a mikvah to be mitaret. But it's susceptible to tumah. This tana shel mateches is susceptible to tumah, just like a clean mateches. Just like if this had been a hammer, it would become a mekabel tumah. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, next. Nikaf. If it gets a hole. Nifkan. It develops a pegima.
Correct.
Nistak. It develops a crack.
Correct.
So what's the rule at this moment in time? What's the rule at this moment in time the oven is?
Is
tahar. Let's say now, osla tfeila. I take lime and I fill in the lime. Here. What's the law? Asala tfeila, or most of shaltit, I make a rim made out of clay on the top. Now I have repaired the oven, and once again, tame, it's susceptible to tumah.
Yes.
Good?
Yes.
Next, kami hebi nekev. What's the size of the hole in order to make the oven tahar? Kadei sheyetze bo ha'or. The flame comes out of it. Next. V'chein bikira. A kira is not a tall oven, it's a flat box. What's the law? V'chein l'kira. Kira shel evin, v'shel mateches tahara. There's no tumah by stone at all, and when it's made out of metal, if you suspend the sheretz inside, it's tar. But utameh mishum kli mateches. But it's still tameh mishum maga. Nikva, let's say there's a hole. Nifkima, there's a crack on top. Nistika, there's a crack down the side. So then the rule is it's tar. Here you don't have an option of filling it up with lime. That's not an option. That's not going to make it tummy. It's going to still remain. The only option is also la pit putin. The only thing you can do to make this oven once again tummy is put up little things in the bottom.
Well, how does that make it good?
Because that's the way it was repaired. We'll see on tomorrow in the bottom. We'll explain how it does it.
It has holes?
Yeah.
Make
people
put
them,
it's okay?
Yeah. Let's say you smear it with tits. Beim b'fnim on the inside, beim b'chutz, it doesn't make a difference. Tahar doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'fnim, you smear on the inside, tameya, it does repair it. B'chutz, tahara. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll go over this part again tomorrow with the picture here on the bottom. All right. You okay?
Hello, good God.